Wake up call on WTLS. Taking a trip down memory lane, going back to the 1950s when the station was pretty new to folks around here. And John Culp was a disc jockey who worked on the airwaves and had a chance encounter to meet Elvis Presley. And he's going to tell us about that in his early days here at WTLS. He's up in Florence today. John, thanks so much for being available and coming on the air with us again.
Thanks, Michael. It's sure good to be on the airwaves of WTLS again. Yeah, I was playing a top 40 hit show on WTLS. I ran it from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock every afternoon. And one day, somewhere in the late 55 or 56s, a guy drove up into the parking lot at WTLS. Came into the studio and held up a 45 RPM record, waved it at me, and asked if I could come in to the control room. And I let him in. And when he came in, he stuck his hand out and said, "Hi, I'm Elvis Presley. I'm record for the Sun label. Will you play this 45 RPM for me?" I looked at it, and the title of the song was Mystery Train. So we talked a little while. I'd never heard of Elvis Presley, didn't know who he was, and not many people had at that time, I guess. But we had a few comments and shared a few stories, and he left, and I put the song on, Mystery Train by Elvis Presley. It hadn't finished playing before the phone started ringing, and people kept asking, "Who was that? Who is that?" And I kept telling everybody, "Well, it's Elvis Presley." Then I looked at the Sun label and where he had recorded, and I can't remember what was on the other side of that recording, but I got a little bit of information about it. But that was my brief encounter with Elvis Presley.
And see, you kind of touched base with us this week, telling me about, I'd heard your name, that you'd worked here back in the day, and you were asking about my grandfather who started the station back in that time, and we kind of went back and forth, and you gave me that story, and I was like, man, I've never heard that before. And some will say, well, that didn't happen, there's no way, I'm sure he's making that up, but this is kind of the way things were done back then when an artist was trying to make a name for himself, and this was before Elvis was known as the king of rock and roll. He's trying to get people to play the record, and I guess this is what they did. They dropped off records and asked DJs to put them on the air for them, didn't they?
Yeah, I think he stopped at every radio station that he could get hold of. I think he did trips around the region and stopping at every little station and every big station and dropping off the record. And I'll guarantee you, wherever he played it, they got a lot of interest in it. And he told me that he had some big deals in the making, and he wanted to get a little more notoriety. And he certainly did, because RCA signed him on, I forgot what year, but I remember his first big hit. One of the first ones was Heartbreak Hotel. So this was typical for budding young artists in those days.
Did you remember the truck? You said it was a pickup truck. Do you remember what kind of truck he was driving or any of that kind of stuff?
I didn't get a good look at it. In fact, I just sort of ignored it because I didn't know who the guy was.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought anything of it, would you? I mean, do you remember anything about his appearance that caught your eye? Or, I mean, again, or was this just, you know, here he's just another guy trying to get me to play a record?
He was just a regular guy. He came across very casual, of course. May have had jeans on. I'm not sure of that. But my impression of him, he was a really nice young man. That stood out very clearly.
Well, you know, you play this song, and this guy just became a sensation, no doubt, obviously. But, you know, here it is, it happens to you. And then as he becomes successful, and as you said, you play the Heartbreak Hotel record, and you tell a story of how you played that over and over because people wanted to hear it, and you say it'll cost you your job here. But what about when you start realizing this guy's becoming a success, you say, wait a minute, that guy, that had to be just a special feeling to know that you got to meet him.
Yeah, it was. When Heartbreak Hotel came out and I started playing it and I got all these requests to keep playing it, I said, man, I tell you, I never would have thought that by watching the guy come in. So it was sort of a flashback of, I wish I had known this then kind of thing. I would have certainly talked with him a lot more.
And his fame grew over the years. I mean, it was big then, but it became even larger than life after that.
Occasionally, I've done a lot of work around the country and overseas as well, and particularly in this country, talking with some of my friends, and we get to reminiscing about our early careers and what we did. And I often tell this story about Elvis, and everyone that I tell the story to is amazed. Do you still have that record? What did you think of him? You actually shook hands with Elvis Presley. Those kind of reactions. I still get that.
And I sure wish I knew where that record was today. But I'm sure it's been gone from the radio's facility for some time now. That's one of those I never saw on a shelf. To say, especially if it was hand-delivered by the king himself.
It was, and I'll tell you another little story on that. A couple of years ago, I had told the story to one of my friends at our Sunday school class. And he said, I would sure love to hear that song, Mystery Train. Well, I got on the internet and found a place where I could download it. So I downloaded Mystery Train and put it on a flash drive and took it in and played it to our little class. And everyone said, well, that sounds like Elvis. So it was a very early introduction to the style of music that he was going to go into.
What was it like being a DJ here at WTLS back when radio was what it was back in the 1950s?
Well, you know, I call it the golden age of radio. I was 24 years old. That's 60 years ago this month, so I'm 84 years old. And we had our Collins, I think it was a Collins control panel inside, and two big turntables. We could play 45 RPM, 78 RPM, or the big 33.5 RPM album kinds of things. And radio was a very fine thing at that time. We had a lot of audience. Television was coming on the scene, of course. It was in black and white. But radio in those days, especially a disc jockey, had a good following, and I enjoyed that. And I had a good following, and sometimes the young teenagers would run me crazy with their call-in requests, but overall it was a wonderful experience. And I'll say this, too, about your grandfather, Ned Butler. He took a chance on me. I was sort of a raw talent, needed a lot of work on how to articulate words, and for some reason he decided to mentor me, and he works with me and gave me feedback every day. And he was a great man, and I certainly enjoyed working for him. And he got me started, and everything that he did for me helped me throughout my career. The articulation, the presence of being with people, communicating with people, these kind of things served me well. And Ned Butler was a big responsible party for the little success that I've had over the years.
You worked a couple of years here at WTLS, but you also worked in radio elsewhere. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was a student at Auburn, and I didn't have any money. I had the GI Bill. I'd just come out of the Korean conflict. My wife was working at Goddard Air Force Base in Montgomery. We lived in Tallahassee. I would get up every morning, drive to Auburn, go to classes, come back in the afternoon, do my DJ shows on WTLS. And then three nights a week, I would drive to Wetumpka and record 2 hours of programs for WETU that they would play the next day. And that was a pretty rigid schedule, and I worked all weekends. And so I was pretty busy 7 days of the week. And I did a little bit of work at WJHO in Opelika, filling in occasionally for some of their DJs who needed some help. But my main base was WTLS, and my main supporter was your grandfather, Ned Butler.
So these days, what are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Well, I retired from TVA in 1993 and play a lot of golf. I did some consulting work for TVA for about 8 years after I retired, and I haven't done any consulting work the last 2 years. I'm on several volunteer organization board of directors, and we work with retirees creating job opportunities for retirees. So I still have a busy plate, but I do have time to play golf occasionally.
And I know you're hitting the links here in a little bit. It's so great to hear from you. I'm glad you reached out to us and to hear that here on the anniversary, at least, of Elvis Presley's death, which was 40 years ago. Is again, news to me, and I think it, as I've said, this may be the most famous person ever come through. We heard about Hank Williams back in the early days, but it's pretty tough to beat the King of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, tough to beat both of them.
Right? Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you told me about that. It's very interesting, and I hope we can talk again, John, and have a little more time.
I hope so, too, and WTLS is a great place, and I was interested to know that you're now on 24 hours a day, and you've got an FM station as well.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit, but we still have a lot of the same things going on here, but good to
hear
from you.
Are you still in the same location?
We moved, we're up the road on Highway 229 now, closer to the interstate.
Okay.
Yeah, the industrial park, to be exact, yeah.
It's great, and I enjoyed it, and I can't tell you how much I enjoy talking to you this morning. It just brings back a lot of wonderful memories.
Well, you're doing the same for us.
And I appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
Thank you so much, John. Good to hear from you, and hope to talk again, okay?
Okay, have a happy day.
You too. Thank you so much. John Culp, former disc jockey here at WTLS back in the 1950s, giving us a few moments this morning. How about that?
That was wild. I mean, just to hear, you know, his story, I mean, that's wild.
Yeah. Meeting Elvis Presley.